From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Well, Nigel, I think it's happy birthday to us on this episode because we have reached our 250th episode of the From Scratch podcast. So congratulations.
Amazing.
Well done. Yeah.
Well done, you too. That is a remarkable achievement. There aren't many podcasts that have gone to 250 episodes up to this point. And not and probably learning. None in learning, I would have thought, or anywhere close to that.
Well, they might have done the volume, but I don't think they've done the distance, right? So let's face it, it's taken many, many years to get to this point.
That's true.
So we've been doing it for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. So I think actually we were one of the first podcasts in this to talk about learning and development. So, and I'm happy to be challenged on that. I could be completely wrong, but I think we were because it was a long time ago. And we just said, oh, well, why don't we just have a go? Which is why it was called From Scratch. It's just like, it really literally was. And we've managed to maintain the very basic standards of quality and production for all that time, which seems quite extraordinary to me because we could have upgraded. You used to work at the BBC. I consider myself to be, a comms professional in, you know, a lot of my work is related to that. And here we are. We're keeping it very earthy, very kind of shoestring production. But actually, I think that's okay. I think we've had a lot of feedback about the fact that keeping it short and sweet, talking about, you know, bringing a bit of challenge to some of the things that we talk about is appreciated. And we've also had Mark. It's important to shout out that Mark has been our illustrator all this time. So every yes. time, he is the number one person who has listened to every episode because he has to. So well done to him.
And yeah, well done to Mark. He's also done a lovely job trying to interpret and add a bit of whimsy into the very yeah. serious topics that we're dealing with. And yeah. some of them are quite brilliant, I think. And they're, yeah. you're exactly right. They're line drawings. They're consistent and interesting. We could almost publish a book of the line drawings. They're so, yeah. so interesting. Yeah, you're right.
They are one frame illustrations
yes.
that have to get some kind of visual metaphor about, quite frankly, some topics that just don't lend themselves to exciting one frame metaphors. But somehow he manages to do it. And that
he
is
does.
The creative process. So
it is. I think he could do it now without listening to the podcast because he would be able to interpret what the podcast was likely to be and second guess where we're going. He's that close to us. He's shared our thoughts for 8 years. That is quite remarkable. We should interview him and see what he's got out of this podcast, having listened to every episode.
So I didn't want this to be I thought it would be worth marking this significant anniversary, but I didn't want it to be too sort of slappy right. and self-congratulatory. But I think we should allow ourselves to be happy with where we've got to. And I've certainly enjoyed the journey, and I certainly enjoy kicking things around on the podcast with you. So I thought we could just have a quick look at the top, you know, the most listened two episodes and the topics that are featured in those, and then just have a little thing. What do we think about that? You know, they are the number one by a long shot is learning evaluation, which may not be a surprise to listeners. Then we've got learning from mistakes, learning agility, and neuromyths. I'm going to stick this one. I'm not going to give you a long, long list, but I was quite proud of the headline on this one, and it is in the top 10. It's the content, the crack cocaine of corporate learning, which I still quite like, actually. So there we go. And I'm going to say one other. There is one other topic in the top 10, which, and this is not all about me, but I'm quite proud because I reckon I probably brought it up. I don't know. You may have done, Nigel, which is credibility. That's in there. So the fact that as a topic garnered some interest, I think is quite, I quite like that. So there we go. What do you think? You know, those are topics that kind of resonate with our listeners. So does that surprise you? And what does it all mean?
No, it doesn't surprise me. And what is fascinating is that even though some of these were done a long time ago, they still resonate. We're still talking about evaluation. We're still talking about agility. We're still talking about neuromyths. And we're even talking more about the crack cocaine of corporate learning content and what content status is going forward. So I think we put our finger on a number of things kind of randomly, but things that were coming up in our lives that we wanted to talk about. And I wouldn't go back on any of the things that we said. We'd probably go further forward rather than go back and say, oh, we got that entirely wrong. I'm sure there are things that we did get entirely wrong, but I don't think the debate on evaluation, the debate on agility or neuromyths or content, we got it wrong. I just think that it was of its time and that we've moved forward a little bit. So these are enduring topics, and it's interesting that over 8 years or something like 8 years, we still keep coming back and back to them. And maybe I hope that each time we return to them, we elevate the conversation a little bit more. We get clearer perspective a little bit more. I don't know. What do you think, Martin?
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. And I think I like the fact that we, you know, things just emerge, don't they? We say, well, this seems like an interesting topic. Obviously, we've looked at a lot of research because that's, you know, that is an important part of both of our work, you know, it having a sort of a research and evidence base from which to base our ideas and thinking and the work that we do with our clients. I think that's a really important part of it. So it's great to be able to talk through some of the research reports that we cover. I think there's one other thing actually that I just remembered, and I wonder, not that I want to give ourselves more work, but I think it might be worth talking about briefly, is the fact that quite a long time ago we did this sort of paper on recasting L&D as a download on the website. And I think I just got the list of the topics that we covered in that. Now, get this, I find this quite interesting. So the topics are the need to rethink the role of L&D and how to do it, how to reimagine leadership, developing a new relationship with technology, rethinking the role of content in learning, taking a fresh look at evaluation analytics, and L&D's relationship with the business. Now, I'm not depressed that those topics still stand. They stand the test of time, don't they? And right. Maybe we should revisit that paper and reissue it, because, you know, I think it was, listeners may not be aware that we even did that. So maybe that's something we should.
Good idea. Yeah, we could
revisit.
As a second edition to celebrate the 250th, in honor of the 250th episode. Yeah. We should. Maybe. I think that's a really good idea. I'd like to read it again. It was a long time ago when we did it, 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
So let's see if it stands the test of time and let's update it. I agree with you. I think we could do that. And that would be a little, maybe we do that every 250th episode. So we do another one at the 500th and the 750th. And then on the 1000th, we'll put it in color.
Hey, well, hopefully, you know, we won't be relying on cryogenics or something to keep us able to record this, or maybe we'll just do them all in advance and we'll just be there forever, ever, ever and ever.
We could just set Gen AI to produce a regular podcast with our image and in our voices. I'm sure that will be possible, so that in 2055 or something, they will be still going, knocking them out one a week for 10 minutes. We could do it.
So, right. And I think we should just, you know, it's been great and we'll carry on, and maybe we'll even update it a bit in terms of at the way we produce the podcast. That's something we have been talking about. So, and we will, you know, we have interviewed people in the past and we do get requests for people to be interviewed. And I think I know that it's something that we've talked about, Nigel, doing a little bit more of that. So get some interesting people on here. So it's not just us every episode. So, few things that we'd like to do a bit more of. So yeah, and we'll see how many we go. I mean, we're a bit, we kind of operate at a snail's pace in terms of the how many episodes we produce, you know, in a year, which is why it's taken so long to get to 250. But we're still there, so you know, and we're still going, and I think that's what I'm very proud of. So yeah, look forward to the next 250 or 500 or whatever.
I'm glad you're proud, Martin. You deserve to be proud. Yeah, roll on.
I hope you
roll
are
on
too.
The future. Yeah, I am. I am indeed. Yes, of course I am.
Good.
So it was a joint idea, and we focused on making them short and sweet, and focusing on one topic per episode. We stuck to that pretty religiously, and we have deliberately not improved the finish and the quality of the process. So we're kind of like a 33 and a third record, as opposed to a beautiful enhanced digital production. You know, there's a few cracks and squeaks and pops and bubbles, but we sort of like that. It's a bit of analog about our podcast, bit of analog. That's okay. So yeah. Martin, roll on the next 250. Look after yourself. Take care.
Yeah, thanks, Nigel. From scratch.